So this is WHRRM down here in Gaylord. Anybody on tonight? Surely I'm not the only night owl in Michigan. WHRRM listening.
KDAVXQ listening.
KDAVXQW.
Hello, radio. This is WRRM. Anybody on today?
WRRM. This is KO4IPV, Ironton, Michigan.
Sir, but you're right in the noise level of the repeater. Sorry, I want to talk to you and hardly hear you. This is W8RRM. I'm in Gaylord, Michigan.
W8RRM. Here is KO4IPV. Please repeat. You were stepped on by the repeater recording.
Once again, sir, I'm sorry. I can't really make out what you're saying. Or then with the static on the repeater there, okay? I'll catch you sometime. Have a good day. W8RRM.
W8RRM, I copy that. Bad reception. KO4IPV, Ironton, Michigan.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM. Anybody around today?
KA8SQW. NAATXK8SQW.
This is Hero, Nicholas. Here is the Mountain.
KA8RK Mobile.
KA8RK Mobile.
Would anybody be on here tonight? W8RRM listening.
Well, you never really know. W8RRM from W8RPM. Your audio sounds much better. I wonder if you did something.
W8RPM, this is Kilo Fox 38, Bravo Football Mike. Are you there, Ron? KF8, BPM, clear.
KO4IPV. KO4IPV.
Are you on a portal?
Affirmative.
Are you inside on your in your easy chair?
You got it.
Yeah, we got you. You're a little noisy, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, there's a little static and noise on you, but I'm still copying you okay.
Perfect. Well, we're 100 watts on the top antenna. And
We're receiving and transmitting on the same antenna now, so it should be pretty matched.
Okay, fantastic. Sorry you had to stay all day to work on it.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Well, travel safe going home there.
Yeah, we got a few more things to do here, and then we'll be heading out of here. So, thanks for doing the check here. Anyways.
KZAFGW monitoring.
N9KOP. NIDMH and 9KOP.
N9KOP, IDMH.
Good.
How are we sounding?
Your audio's hot, but it sounds okay.
Alright, I can live with that right now. I'll take care of it later. So we're getting the heck out of here. It's on the air. I'll finish the rest of the configuration tomorrow.
Copy that. Sounds good. N9KOP.
This is KF8AMU. Sounds like you guys just got the repeater going. Don't know if you can hear me or not. Trying out my ICOM 2730 in the state park right now.
Yeah, sorry, the KF8 station, that was on the 7-4. I was on TX when you threw your call out there. N9KOP, Cameron a mile.
This is the team over at the late Fox Truly with the monitoring.
N8APX mobile.
N8QH mobile.
That was weird, I don't know. It's okay now. I just had my radio down, but well, it sounds fine now.
Okay. I don't know. But yeah, you had like a little bit of like this weird, you had a little bit of flutter going on, but that's kind of to be expected here in.
Yeah, I'm just on my handheld.
Figured. Yeah, I think you could probably use a six pack. We'll have to play around with it. I didn't get to do an actual defense test on it, but I'm actually free next weekend, so I might, once I get all that stuff going, I might actually just come back up here and we can do some fine tweaking on all that, because it was, we really ran out of time towards the end and really get to do the final tests I wanted to do on it.
Well, if you do come, plan to maybe actually do something fun to come out on the boat for a little while.
Okay. You're getting noisy now.
I am. M33212 at Aloha.
I mean, yeah, you're still perfectly readable, no problem. It's just you got a little bit of flutter going on.
Okay. Well, my battery's also dying, so I don't know if it's putting out full power.
Are you able to hear it down there, Cam? Because it's transmitting at the top now.
Yeah, hang on, let me switch to the other bank.
Hey, that's cool.
It's the greatest. It's not about third S scale, but it's not, I don't sound the greatest to go from what I listen to.
You're a bit noisy, but that's to be expected. You're good ways away from it.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed to even bring it up, but I did see we're going to have some aurora tonight, so that might be a little bit help.
Well, what do you think about that, Adam?
Well, I can't quite make out what he's saying, because I've got ignition noise over top of his static, but the fact that he's getting into it and hearing it is absolutely amazing.
And you cleared right up, too.
Up and down the valley. Is there a...
That battery didn't last long.
What? I did not hear what you said.
Okay. Now I'm on a charged battery.
Oh, that certainly helped me.
Starting to call me Adam with dead battery.
What's that charger?
Yeah, no, I'm impressed. I just figured this out.
Yeah, I think another can on there might help the receiver. I think the receiver can be a little bit better. But at least now it's not super, like, it hears you before you, it hears you like 10 miles before you can hear it, so.
Well, the real test is going to be when you're south of Gaylord on Elba Highway.
Well, the one thing is that, the one thing that doesn't really help is I've got a lot of noise in this car. So, yeah, we'll see. There were spots on 75 where I couldn't hear it at all originally, but if I have a feeling I'll be able to take it the whole way, no.
I think so. Because that was my problem when I was going back and forth there when I was getting on Alpha Highway. I could not hear it. You can hear me, but I could not hear it.
That's an MGR 2000 or 3000.
Yeah, it's a 3000.
That's pretty whack that it, you couldn't, because that thing should be transmitting more than it's, better than it's receiving, just about.
All right, but it also was transmitting on an antenna like 160 feet lower.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that much lower.
Yeah, and it had also had half the gain. All right, we're on I-75 now, and we're cruising along for a while.
That's okay. I almost had to go to Detroit.
Oh?
Got a call for a tow, and they wanted me to take it all the way to Royal Oak, and I did it really high, and I thank God they said, the tow company said, no thank you.
Yeah, you lucked out. Oh, Adam, how are you faring so far?
Just turning left on VFW Road off 27. Still hearing it just fine, despite my ignition noise.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Nice double Drake won that out.
But I'm glad I'm not the only one with a hardship product that has that problem.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know if there's a difference in link and local, but link audio seems to be a little bit lower. I still didn't quite hear you, Cam.
I said I'm glad I'm not the only one with a Chrysler product that has that issue.
Oh, God, it's horrid. Unless I'm sitting right under the repeater, the ignition noise always wins out.
My charger is the same way.
Oh, did he kind of fix for it?
I don't know. I wish somebody would find one, because it's annoying.
I read on an article on a forum somewhere that, I can't remember what they called it, but, something like resistive spark plugs or something. I don't remember. That's probably not even the right term, because that doesn't make any sense. But there were specialized spark plugs that were supposed to reduce ignition noise like that.
I mean, yeah, I can see that. Well, here's a question. When was the last time, can you tell if it's like every cylinder that's doing it? Because I almost wonder if you got an ignition coil that's unhappy.
It sounds like everything. And then as soon as I pop the gas, it goes away. And then when I shut the truck off, it goes dead silent.
Interesting. Because in my work truck, I don't really have much of an issue, which is kind of surprising.
Sorry, I got slow traffic.
Newer technology in my work truck. It's probably not a classic either.
All right, see you, Cam. What did you say there, Adam?
I was asking what year it was.
I think it's either a 21 or a 22, and it's a Tradesman, so, yeah, basically the classic.
Yeah, well, mine's a 12, so quite a bit of difference there in years.
Yeah. All right, well. It does have that e-torque thing, and you can tell when the e-torque thing is working, because, oh, man, it makes the S-meter go absolutely nuts. Yeah, all I got was your call, so you were a little noisy, but I imagine you're probably just about home now. Yeah, you're not in there super solid. I'm not terribly surprised.
All right, well, I'll hang up. Hold my phone, but I'll keep the air out once I get in the house.
Sounds good. I'll be on here and on the radio, 800, so I'll keep you posted on the progress. And DMH Mobile I-75 Southbound.
That's it. And thanks for the help. And 8 APX, please. And I say OP Portable Mile.
DMH Mobile, Alba Highway. Yeah, you were pretty noisy, but, alright, I'm on, Alba Highway, and, it's cranking down here.
Okay.
Yeah, you were completely unreadable on that one, but, I'll, when I get further west here, I'll give it another shot and see how it goes, but this is monumentally, hugely better. So, let me know what I find.